Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 17, Polokwane 18, Rustenburg 19. Eskom says with the arrival of colder weather and the consequent increase in electricity demand, it is addressing the recurring challenges of network overloading in certain regions. Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mukwena says this issue is largely attributed to illegal connections, vandalism and the purchase of electricity from unlicensed vendors and sellers.
To avert potential dangers to public safety and the risk to network overloading, Eskom strongly encourages customers to moderate their electricity usage during the suspension of load shedding. It is also imperative that customers verify their electrical connections are lawful and that they procure electricity solely from authorized vendors.
Former EFF National Chairperson Dalim Pofu says the ANC has sold out the revolution to redress the injustices of the past by collaborating with right-wing forces like the DA in the Government of National Unity. Pofu was speaking during an EFF podcast on the government negotiations. He says the ANC has decided to go into bed with the DA and now has the power to demand any position.
Many ANC people that I've spoken for have even suggested that there should be an early conference, because they are so cross with this deal. And if I was in the ANC, I would support that, because this leadership has clearly sold out. I think the average voter who voted for the ANC, the last thing they had in mind was that they are voting for the return of apartheid.
Trade Union Solidarity has formally requested a 10-year extension of South Africa's membership of the US's African Growth and Opportunity Act trade agreement. This plea comes amid ongoing reviews in Congress, which will determine AGOA's fate beyond next year. Solidarity's economic researcher, Tiens Dobison, says it benefits nearly 30,000 of their members across sectors like chemicals, motor manufacturing and citrus industries.
When we think about certain mining activities as well as certain agricultural products such as the citrus industry, which is greatly benefited by these tariff-free exports to the US, Solidarity also has about 2,000 members in the vehicle manufacturing industry that rely directly on these tariff-free exports to the US.
And EU leaders have nominated Ursula von der Leyen of Germany for a second five-year term as European Commission President. The nomination, backed by centrist pro-EU factions, await European Parliament approval. Von der Leyen welcomed her nomination.
I'm very honored to share this very special moment, hopefully soon on screen. Antonio Costa as President of the European Council and Kaya Kallas as Vice President of the next Commission.
I'm Emil Pinaar, hoofdnestuur. Eskom sê kouer weer lei tot netwerkprobleme.
The CTM Top 40 Baby is proudly brought to you by CTM. You deserve a beautiful home. Now, from the station that plays more music you love, our weekly countdown has just got more. 20 songs more.
More.
On the CTM Top 40. Danny, tell them.
That is right. It is indeed the CTM Top 40 coming to you live from Midland Shopping Center in Pretoria today for the Huawei Pure 70 Series Pretoria Edition. We were in Joburg last week and we are here in Pretoria. I asked Huawei very nicely if we could come back and they said yes. So here we are. Come and experience the brand new Huawei Pure 70 Series with the number one ranked camera on the market by DxOMark. Mart's got one and I have played with it and it is absolutely incredible. It is going to elevate your whatever game. Selfie game, content creation game, maybe even your music game. Speaking of, in at number 40 this week, Beatenburg worth more. Arne Carson's a brand new entry with Nachtblind in at number 39.
CTM Top 40 on Jacaranda FM starts in 40. 39. 38. 37. 3, 2, 1. Now. Jacaranda.
Ow!
FM number 40.